Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Rarely do I start off a day being angry. Rarely in politics do things that politicians say make me angry. I expect the worst of politicians because I've been doing this for so long. The bar is extremely low to make me angry. But on the January the 6th fake insurrection anniversary, the way that the media covers it, President talked about America, and the president talked about America as they went to the Capitol to grandstand early in the morning, like they were marking the exact moments that the towers were hit by the airplanes with a moment of silence, made me angry. This is a farce. It's a lie. There was not an insurrection. There was a bunch of idiots that decided to rush the Capitol, and they have been held accountable in ways that other criminals in America are not. They have been held accountable in a way that Black Lives Matter and Antifa have not been held accountable, even when they attacked, assaulted police officers, burned police stations, attacked churches, and attacked courthouses. They were not rounded up and or held accountable the same way the people that were involved on January the 6th, the same way that those that did what they did attacking the Capitol on January 6th were held accountable. I don't feel sorry, by the way, for anybody that was held accountable for what happened on January the 6th. I'm not one of those people. And I do think that they should have sent a very clear and a very loud message on January the 6th, or to the people, I should say, involved in January the 6th, that if you ever do something like this again in this country, no matter what your group is, to our Capitol, you are going to have hell to pay for it. I'm glad that they were heavy-handed to those involved in January the 6th. Because I don't think they should be defended. I want to make that abundantly clear. But with that being said, how dare you equate and liken what happened on January the 6th to what happened at Pearl Harbor? How dare you equate, and I'm saying this directly to the president, the vice president, and to the media, 9/11 to what happened on January the 6th. No, there is no comparison. And it's not just a ridiculous comparison. I would argue it's an evil comparison. You look at what happened at Pearl Harbor. The attack on Pearl Harbor that was one of the biggest surprise military strikes that the world has ever seen by the Japanese Navy Air Force, directly upon the United States of America and our naval base at Pearl Harbor in Honolulu, just before 8 o'clock on a Sunday morning on purpose, because they knew what happened on Sunday morning in America on December the 7th, 1941, should never be said in the same sense of what happened on January the 6th a year ago. They are not the same thing. They're not even close. The United States at the time was a neutral country. The attack led to our formal entry into World War II the very next day. The Japanese military referred to the attack at the Hawaii operation as what they referred to as taking down an evil America. Japan intended to attack as what they referred to as a preventive action. The aim was to prevent the United States Pacific Fleet from interfering with its planned military actions and Southeast Asia against overseas territories of the United Kingdom, the Netherlands, and those of the United States. And over the course of 7 hours, there were coordinated Japanese attacks on the U.S.-held Philippines, Guam, and Wake Island, and the British Empire, Singapore, and Hong Kong. You really want to say that January the 6th of last year was like Pearl Harbor? An attack that started at 7:48 in the morning? The base was attacked by 353 Japanese aircraft, and you want to say that's the same damn thing as what happened on January the 6th? You're a sick and perverted people. If you think this is the same thing, you are a sick and perverted media if you think that this is the same thing. It's not. It should never be mentioned. That's exactly what the vice president, the president of the United States of America, did, however. They want you to believe, maybe because they think you're this stupid, maybe because they think that the American people we've dumbed down public education to the point no about the attack on Pearl Harbor, so therefore you will equate it with what happened on January the 6th. And by the way, let me remind you, the only person who was actually killed during January 6th was a woman who was not armed by a police officer, a Capitol police officer who blew her away on camera, and nothing happened to that police officer. You want me to believe that 353 Japanese aircraft, including fighters, dive bombers, torpedo bombers, coming in two different waves, launched from six aircraft carriers, is the same as what happened January the 6th of last year? You can go to hell. This is not only the rewriting of history. This is pure evil propaganda coming from the president and the vice president of the United States of America. And not only is it pure evil propaganda, but how dare you equate the sacrifice of what happened and the damage that was done to our country with the attack of Pearl Harbor to what happened at the Capitol last year? Was the Capitol set on fire? No. Did it burn to the ground? No. Were a bunch of innocent people murdered? No. Was it an enemy attacking us? No. Was it truly a rising up of people with actual firearms and ammunition and weaponry and bombs? No. Was it a terrorist attack? No. So don't equate it with the most horrific days in American history. Pearl Harbor is one of the most horrific days in American history, and so is 9/11. You don't equate what happened on January the 6th with those 2 days. Those days are sacred in American history. January the 6th is even an asterisk in my mind. Look at the ships that were sunk. Look at the men who died inside those ships because they ran out of oxygen, because the ships went on their side or went upside down and they were drowned knowing they were going to die. All but the USS Arizona were later raised, and six returned to service and went to fight on the war, which is incredible. Nothing compared to what happened on January the 6th. The Japanese also sank, damaged our cruisers, three different cruisers, three destroyers, an anti-aircraft training ship. Total of 188 U.S. aircraft were destroyed. Does that sound anything like January the 6th? I would argue this. How many police officers, our cars were destroyed? None. How many buildings were set on fire? None. 2,403 Americans were killed, and another 1,170 others were wounded at the attack on Pearl Harbor. And you want to equate January the 6th with that? Not only that, but important base installations such as the power station, the dry docks, the shipyards, the maintenance, the fuel and torpedo storage facilities, as well as the submarine piers and the headquarter building, also home of the intelligence section, were all there, and they wanted to take those down as well. The Japanese losses, light. They only lost 29 aircraft. 29 aircraft and five midget submarines. How many men did they lose? Just 64. Just 64. The commanding officer of one of the submarines was captured. Japan announced declaration of war on the United States and the British Empire later the same day in Tokyo. The British government declared war on Japan immediately after learning of that their territory had been attacked. While the following day, December the 8th, the United States Congress declared war on Japan. On December the 11th, though they had no formal obligation to do so under law, Germany and Italy each declared war on the U.S., which responded with a declaration of war against Germany and Italy. There were numerous historical precedents and the unannounced military action by Japan, but the lack of any formal warning, particularly while peace negotiations were still apparently ongoing, led President Roosevelt to proclaim December the 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy. And you had the Vice President of the United States of America on the morning of January 6th declare that the attack on Pearl Harbor and 9/11, which I haven't even gotten to yet, are the equivalent of what happened on January the 6th. These people are psychotic. No one declared war on January the 6th. There were no weapons, an organization of weapons. No one was taken hostage on January the 6th. Was January 6th a bad day? Yes, but it's nothing compared to Pearl Harbor. How dare you? It's nothing compared to 9/11. How dare you?
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
One of the other reasons why I'm so angry at what Kamala Harris and what Joe Biden have done, the media have done, acting as if 9/11 and Pearl Harbor are the exact same thing of what happened on January the 6th, is it undermines what an actual horrific event is. It normalizes horrific events because you're looking at 9/11 and you're equating it with something that's nothing even remotely close to 9/11. And so now you have changed the standard of what is acceptable and unacceptable. You cheapen authentic and real anger towards those that committed the horrific crimes against this country on either of these days. And the reason why they're doing this is only for political gain. You know, I think there's something else that's incredibly sick. And I do mean the word sick when I say the word sick. There's something else that is incredibly sick about what they've done. You just had the highest number of COVID positive cases in America. You just had 1 million new cases in a day. This is their distraction from their failure. That is exactly what this is. It is a distraction from their failure. So they're using this anniversary of something that is not that horrific. It is not a massive terrorist attack. It is not an attack on this nation the way that the way that 9/11 or Pearl Harbor was. So that they don't have to answer questions about what they have done with COVID-19. And the media is playing along with it. They're going with this 100%. Move forward, all hands on deck, live from the Capitol. Take a listen to Kamala Harris. I'm going to try hard not to interrupt. And I want you to listen to this propaganda, because this is nothing more than propaganda. 8 o'clock in the morning at the Capitol. 1 year later, the site of the attack is how they had it up on the screen on CNN.
Americans, good morning. Certain dates echo throughout history, including dates that instantly remind all who have lived through them where they were and what they were doing when our democracy came under assault. Dates that occupy not only a place on our calendars, but a place in our collective memory. December 7th, 1941. September 11th, 2001, and January 6th, 2021.
These things are not the same. You cannot equate one person's death, who was one of the, quote, insurrectionists, at the hands of a police officer, and the woman was unarmed, with what happened at Pearl Harbor on 9/11. Yet that's exactly what you just did in an opening statement to the country. And this is a distraction from their failure for the economy. It's a distraction from their failure with COVID-19. It's a distraction from their failure of lack of testing. It's a distraction of what they've done with inflation. And they're using two of the most horrific days in America to divide the country solely based on politics. That is pure evil.
On that day, I was not only vice president-elect, I was also a United States senator. And I was here at the Capitol that morning at a classified hearing with fellow members of the Senate Intelligence Committee. Hours later, the gates of the Capitol were breached. I had left, but my thoughts immediately turned not only to my colleagues, but to my staff, who had been forced to seek refuge in our office, converting filing cabinets into barricades. What the extremists who roamed these halls targeted was not only the lives of elected leaders. What they sought to degrade and destroy was not only a building, hallowed as it is. What they were assaulting were the institutions, the values, the ideals that generations of Americans have marched, picketed, and shed blood to establish and defend.
Let me just stop her right there. How is any of what she described different than what was happening for an entire year in cities all over America at the hands of BLM and Antifa? And by the way, I would never equate what they did to 9/11 or Pearl Harbor, because they're not the same thing. We burned down churches. We burned down mom and pop businesses. A lot more people died in those protests, and no one had a Good Morning America message from the Capitol Rotunda with two American flags saying we are going to have a somber moment of silence day here, because January the 6th is exactly the same as Pearl Harbor 9/11. Police officers that were murdered, police stations that were torched, government buildings that were attacked, mayor's offices that were attacked. Did they say any of this crap? No, because they're on the side of those anarchists. But this is a way to get back on track. We're going to use this moment, and they pre-planned it literally for a year, to get back on track. We're going to move forward with this, and we'll divide the country on this, and we'll get our side to get fired up and excited about this. That's what we're going to do. It's going to work. We'll remind our team just how terrible the other side is. We'll say that everybody is a terrorist in the Republican Party. Everybody's an insurrectionist. They were doing 9/11 in Pearl Harbor. I'm not putting words in her mouth. She started the sentence, the opening statement, by saying that.
On January 6th, we all saw what our nation would look like if the forces who seek to dismantle our democracy are successful. The lawlessness, the violence, the chaos. What was at stake then and now is the right to have our future decided the way the Constitution prescribes it, by we, the people, all the people. We cannot let our future be decided by those bent on silencing our voices, overturning our votes, and peddling lies and misinformation by some radical faction that may be newly resurgent, but whose roots run old and deep. When I meet with young people, they often ask, about the state of our democracy, about January 6th. And what I tell them...
By the way, I don't believe this. I don't believe that there's a bunch of young people that are going, Vice President Kamala Harris, tell me about the state of democracy in America. I don't believe it. And the reason why I don't believe it is because it's the kids barely even understand democracy, young kids. They're not being taught about it in schools. You guys are spending too much time indoctrinating them instead of teaching them. I wish it was true that kids were asking about democracy, but they're not. Because you guys don't teach democracy. You don't teach freedom. You don't teach any of this. And to act like you are is insane. Act like kids are asking us questions is crap. It's propaganda.
Is January 6th reflects the dual nature of democracy.
Here's the divide. Get ready.
Its fragility and its strength.
And its strength. And we have it on our side, and those evil terrorist Trump supporters on the other, they don't. That is the closing argument here.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you think that I'm stretching when I say that January the 6th and equating January 6th with 9/11 and Pearl Harbor isn't about propaganda towards conservatives to dehumanize and undermine anyone that supported Donald Trump, to dehumanize any person that has a different perspective than the Biden regime, well, you're wrong, and I'm going to prove it. I want to play for you the comments that were made, all right, specifically by the President of the United States of America. So not only has Kamala Harris already come out and said, well, this is 9/11 equivalency, this is Pearl Harbor equivalency, but you need to understand, on this day of remembrance, who are we remembering? The one Trump supporter that was murdered at the Capitol by a Capitol police officer? He said, on this day of remembrance, Oklahoma City, he doesn't give these types of words for. On this day of remembrance, we must make sure that such an attack never happens again.
In this sacred place, democracy was attacked, simply attacked. The will of the people was under assault. The Constitution, our Constitution, faced the gravest of threats. Outnumbered in the face of the brutal attack, the Capitol Police, the D.C. Metropolitan Police Department, the National Guard, and other brave law enforcement officials saved the rule of law. Democracy held. We, the people, endured. We, the people, prevailed. For the first time in our history, a president had not just lost an election, he tried to prevent the peaceful transfer of power.
Now, this is what they'd been setting up for 10 minutes. This is the, okay, we got to regroup. We got a million cases of COVID in a day reported. We don't have any at-home tests. We've totally bungled this and the economy. There's nothing we can say is going well. So what do? We go back to our old game plan. We use a date and try to use that date and claim that that date is the equivalent of 9/11, is the equivalent of Pearl Harbor, and we do it to attack our political enemies and remind people that, see, at least you've got me with all these failures than that other evil person that we're telling you is evil. We're gonna mind trick you into believing this.
A president had not just lost an election, he tried to prevent the peaceful transfer of power as a violent mob breached the Capitol.
By the way, did Donald Trump say stop it? Yes. Did he advocate for the people doing that? No. Did he tell people actually to go peacefully that morning? Yes. So all that he just said is a lie.
But they failed. They failed.
By the way, when he says they failed, I love how he describes them. He's acting like they were armed domestic terrorists. He acts like they're Al-Qaeda, the people that attacked the Capitol on January the 6th. They weren't close to that. None of them had firearms. None of them had bombs. They weren't orchestrating an attack, trying to distract to one side of the Capitol and then overrun the other side of the Capitol. They were not well organized. It was organic. It was stupid. It was rage by a bunch of crazy. I believe all of those things are very much true. Okay, I believe that those things are very much accurate. But to say that this is like orchestrated, well thought out, burn down the Capitol, start, you know, massacring people like terrorists do, is just a lie. It's propaganda. And the fact that they are airing this crap on TV tells you that the media is in on it too.
On this day of remembrance, we must make sure that such attack never, never happens again.
On this day of remembrance? Remembrance of what? So what is this really about? It's all about Donald Trump. It's about Trump supporters on this, quote, day of remembrance.
One, what else do you see? A mob breaking windows, kicking in doors, breaching the Capitol, American flags on poles being used as weapons, as spears, fire extinguishers being thrown at the heads of police officers. A crowd that professes their love for law enforcement assaulted those police officers, dragged them, sprayed them, stomped on them. Over 140 police officers were injured.
All of this was set up to remind you that Donald Trump and his supporters are evil, so at least you've got us. We will keep feeding you this propaganda as long as the media will play it in real time, which is exactly what they are doing. They went to the Capitol. They had wall-to-wall coverage. This was everything, folks. This was pre-planned and orchestrated by the state-sponsored media at MSNBC, CNN, ABC, CBS, and they literally were like, look, we think we can pull this off. Is this bringing people together? Of course not. And then I'm going to be tough. MSNBC. Biden, I've been firm in defense of voting rights. Attack on the Capitol. They're airing this live. Insurrection in America. Special coverage all day long.
Believe me, I know how difficult democracy is. And I'm crystal clear about the threats America faces. But I also know that our darkest days can lead to light and hope. From the death and destruction, as the Vice President referenced in Pearl Harbor, came the triumph over the forces of fascism. From the brutality of Bloody Sunday on the Edmund Pettus Bridge came historic voting rights legislation. So now let's step up. Write the next chapter in American history, where January 6th marks not the end of democracy, but the beginning of a renaissance of liberty and fair play. I did not seek this fight to this Capitol 1 year ago today.
By the way, did democracy end on this day? Seriously, did democracy end on this day? I missed the memo. Democracy's alive and well. Did we have a transfer from one president to another? We did. Was January 6th a day that absolutely sucked? Yes. Were the people that did it held accountable? Oh, yes. They were held accountable like we had never seen accountability before for anybody committing crimes in this country. We hunted people down. We used the internet. We used the Justice Department. We used everybody. And we did everything we could to make sure that those people were grabbed and brought to justice. And we threw the book at him and even added things to the book and then threw that book at him. Do I believe there's a threat that this could happen again? Do I think it's going to happen again? Probably not in my lifetime. You want to know why? Because people saw what actually happened. Right? People witnessed what happened to those that did this. And they should have had the book thrown at them. I don't offend any of these people. But it's not 9/11. It's not Bloody Sunday. It is none of those things. And to try to imply that it is nothing but propaganda. And I'll say it again, pure evil. This is pure political. The words I want to say, I cannot say. And for Joe Biden to write this crap and to read it, he didn't write it, somebody else did, but for him to read it and to act like this darkest days could lead to his quote, our darkest days could lead to light and hope. Our darkest day is not January the 6th.
But I will not shrink from it either. I will stand in this breach. I will defend this nation. Not allow no one to place a dagger at the throat of democracy. We will make sure the will of the people is heard, that the ballot prevails, not violence, that authority in this nation will always be peacefully transferred. I believe the power of the presidency and the purpose is to unite this nation, not divide it, to lift us up, not tear us apart. See about us. About us, not about me. Deep in the heart of America burns a flame lit almost 250 years ago of liberty, freedom, and equality. This is not a land of kings or dictators or autocrats. We're a nation of laws, of order, not chaos, of peace, not violence. Here in America, the people rule through the ballot, and their will prevails. So let us remember. Together, we're one nation, under God, indivisible. That today, tomorrow, and forever at our best, we are the United States of America. God bless you all. May God protect our troops. And my God bless those who stand watch over our democracy.
There it is. The headline. Biden mob placed dagger at the throat of democracy, and I will defend it. If you're dumb enough to believe any of this, I mean, I can't help you. Sure as hell can't fix you. I don't believe the media believes any of this. I think it's a screenplay. I think that's exactly what it is. I think this is a narrative and a story that they know that this president needs right now to shore up his approval rating that's failing, to distract you from the fact that he's been a total failure on the most important issues in this country, our economy, jobs, inflation. And now a million people getting COVID in a day and you don't want to hold them accountable for it. You don't want to have to report on that. So let's distract to January the 6th. Have a day of remembrance, and we'll put this propaganda up on TV all day long. We'll play it over and over again. You want to know why they picked the Capitol to go back to? Because it couldn't go to a big cemetery. Because only one person died in this attack on the Capitol. And it was one of the attackers that got killed by the police. That's why. That's why they're doing this. Media and how they're describing it and the propaganda. They got people, they got congressmen on TV and underneath their names are saying suffered PTSD from January the 6th. Some Democratic congressman from Michigan, we're going to have him on. We got Mayor Bowser on Capitol Hill riot. People have lifelong trauma. The people who work in that area. Representative Jeffries, January 6th insurrection came very close to being much worse. Dan Kildee on January 6th riot, we find ourselves a year later not in better shape, but in many ways in a worse position. It's an unprecedented attack, they say. One representative who also is suffering PTSD said it was, quote, very difficult to watch the footage. on this anniversary. And the D.C. mayor, the mayor who allowed for limos to be torched, Starbucks stores to be torched, a church to be torched across the street from the White House, going out there this morning and rewriting history.
Look, it's really the tale of two parties when you talk to members of Congress up here on the Hill. We're also talking about a lot of members of Congress, Republicans, who live in the city. They enjoy the protection of the Metropolitan Police Department, and yet they won't admit. In fact, some of them are lying about what happened that day. What is your message to them?
Well, your eyes aren't lying. Everybody saw what happened. There was no confusion about who caused it. D.C. residents, anti-groups did not flood the streets after our request to stay away from these incidents. And so these were all people who were who could not accept the results of the election and who were spurred there by the president, who launched them from the White House and who it appears from everything that we're learning was part of the organization. Why accountability is so important. What the committee is doing is so important that we find out what happened and who's responsible. People were hurt. People died. People will have lifelong trauma. The people who work there, including the lawmakers, but the staff as well. The staff who are at the Capitol have committed in oftentimes their entire careers to serving our country. They're my residents as well. They live in Washington, D.C. And I told somebody yesterday I went to the Capitol for the service for one of the officers who perished. And I just was just struck by how hurt and traumatized the staff were. No workplace, especially the United States Capitol, should our workers be put in that position.
That's your day in summary. They'll continue to play this through the midterm elections, and they're going to continue to play this every year on January the 6th. They are going to, at all costs, turn this into a 9/11. They're going to fabricate. They're going to make you believe it is. They're going to just keep saying the lie until enough people believe that it's true. And it is sick. It is flat out sick. All right. I hope all of you will share this podcast and this audio. Share it on social media. Please, please write us a 5-star review wherever you're listening to this podcast. It helps us tremendously reach new people. And make sure you hit that subscribe or that auto download button so that you get this show every day for free. And I'll see you back here tomorrow.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah.
I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.